Good morning, everyone. I'm Eric Gao, and you are listening to Looking South on ICRT, our weekly program about the government's new southbound policy. For today's installment, we are joined by the Taipei Department of Economic Development Subdivision Chief, Mr. Li Zongqi. Mr. Li, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
Mr. Li, can you give us an idea of what the Taipei City government is doing to help implement the new southbound policy?
Well, Southeast Asia is our emerging market that Taipei companies and industry are looking for. And a lot of evidence that shows if we can join the collaboration in the meeting, that would be enhance our connections with Southeast Asia. Right now, there are three substantial programs is holding from Taipei and these countries. For example, economic and trade exhibition plan, we will go to the Southeast Asia countries for exhibition twice a year. This year in 2018, that is Malaysia and Thailand. And the second is the Taipei ICT South Diamond Talent Converge Award Scheme. That is to encourage India and Malaysia students come to Taipei for PhD and master, and then we connect them to the industry. The third is Taipei Convention and Exhibition Award Scheme. That encourage the global events happening in Taipei when we give them resource and place for them to have international events.
All right. I understand that last year, Taipei Mayor Kuan Tse, he led delegations to Malaysia, to Thailand, and to India. And while he was in Malaysia, three MOUs were signed. Could you tell us about those and what else the Taipei government has been doing to push economic exchanges with Southeast Asian target countries?
Well, there are three right now is going down after the MOU. One is a smart city. Every March, we will have a global smart city events happening in Taipei. This year is in Nangang Exhibition Hall. And we invite all these smart city cities join us to share ideas of how can city more smart. And secondly, we also have subsidies for Taipei's companies abroad, go abroad and connect local business and market. And the third, we also have, as I mentioned previously, we have a talent programs that we extend, encourage Taipei's universities, for example, Municipal University of Taipei, and also other universities who have ICT departments or research institutes to go there and have students. And the third about the smart residence programs is already happening in our municipal public housings. We encourage all the ideas of how smart economy and circular economy can be done in Taipei.
So aside from these economic projects, what plans and incentives has the Taipei City government implemented regarding talent exchanges and tourism, especially when it comes to the halal market?
About halal market is quite new for us because right now we don't have a lot of Muslim population right now in Taipei, but still we have a very frequent contact with them. We help Taipei's restaurant and have the regulation of the halal regulation and certifications. We estimate that there will be 70 restaurants meet the standards this year. And other than that, we encourage our hotels, restaurants, and the events, and also the facilities in the shopping malls. They will have the prayer rooms, directions of cleaning, and also the services that Muslim tourism may need, including languages, marked of the exhibition and goods, and also the services they may need.
What about the, talent exchanges and tourism that are not related to the Muslim halal market?
Other than that, we already have, for example, central government open the market. They don't need a visa to stay in Taipei for 2 months or half a year, depends on the city countries. We also have a lot of events. Tourism events. For example, in Thailand's New Year's, we will have some event in Taipei celebrate Thailand's New Year or in the Indonesia's events. So because Taipei is a municipal culture city, a lot of settlements that encourage and welcome in the Southeast cultures here.
And for any local companies or enterprises that are looking to take part in the new southbound policy, where can they go for more information from the Taipei City government? And does your government have a team dedicated to helping such firms?
Yes. From the Mayor Ke Wen-Zhe, come to the city office, we set up an office called Investor Taipei Office, just in the north wing of second floor Taipei City Hall. There we have a lot of information. If companies interested about Southeast-bound countries, their markets, their statistics, their regulations, they can come to us, and we can help to connect to the different markets and understand the regulations for the trade and business.
Mr. Lee, do you have any final thoughts or comments you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, taking challenges is Taipei's company, they can success. Southeast country is, of course, we have language, culture, and national boundaries. But still, we take challenges to cross over the boundaries. That can make Taipei's business stronger. Taipei's government is here to help you to open your market, open other connections, and have a local support. With us, we can have Malaysia, we have India, Thailand's local support. So if you come to us, we can fix your business and to local trade. That's the Taipei City Government ITO Invest Taipei Office can do for you.
We've been chatting with Taipei Economic Development Subdivision Chief Lee Zongqi. Mr. Lee, thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning.
Thank you, Eric.
And that's it for this week's installment of Looking South. For this and past episodes, you can check out ICRT's website and look for the podcast section. I'm Eric Gao. Thank you all for tuning in.